Blog Talk Radio.
Who is worthy to be praised?
I'ma run. That's it. Prophesy. I gotta preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he gonna do it this week? God said he gonna do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'ma do it. I'ma do it this week. Come on. I'ma do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody pray! in. I got to preach. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. Listen, guys, I am excited. This is 2022. We are going into our first Man Up Monday on 2022. Thank you, Jesus, for another year. Thank you, God, for another year of broadcasting, another year of sharing your word, another year of being a part of something that you have created and you have laid your hands on. Father, and you have blessed it. And we just want to come with an attitude of gratitude and just say, thank you, Jesus. Y'all forgive me. That was my moment with God. Y'all forgive me. But I wanted to say thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you guys that are listening across the this great country of ours, listening over and over overseas. We want to say thank you, guys, so very much. We appreciate you so very much for your heart and your minds to be here with us doing what we do best, and that is giving God praise, glory, honor, and dominion over our life. Listen, we have our guest with us this morning, none other than our brother Alfred, none other than Pastor Brian Ames is here with us on this morning. Man, listen, if you guys have not heard, he's been on the broadcast before. If y'all have not heard him, I'm telling you now, you might want to go ahead on and buckle up, get yourself situated, get yourself a cup of coffee, get you some super glue, some seatbelts, whatever you got to do to link in, to listen in on this morning. This great man of God will be coming with a magnificent word from God. I'm telling you, I'm just excited. I've been chomping at the bit all week since we and him talked about him coming back on the broadcast. I've just been excited because the last time he was here, man, if I tell you we had church, Jesus, we didn't have church, we had church. That's the difference. Y'all didn't belong to these sanctified Pentecostal Holy Ghost filled five baptized churches. Y'all know the difference between having church and having church. So we had some church with my brother every single time he comes on the broadcast. But listen, guys, as always, before we get started, let us go into effectual prayer and prayer. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this time, God, to come before you in this presence of who you are and whose we are in you. Father, we thank you for another year. God, we thank you for another chance, another season, God, to walk into that which you have called us to walk into. Father, we thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that consumes our life. God, we thank you for your wisdom, God, that bombards our life. God, we thank you for your word that is establishing our life. God, we thank you for being the light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway. God, we thank you for speaking in this season. God, we thank you for speaking in this season, God, like only you know how. God, we thank you, Lord God, for being the voice that we need to hear and in the time that we need to hear and the reasoning behind how we need to hear what we need to hear. Father, we bless, magnify, glorify, and edify you all today. God, let your word be established this morning. God, let it be established not only just in our hearts and in our minds, but in our spirits. God, we pray for the man of God as he come forth this morning. God, we pray, God, that you would use him in a mighty way. God, don't let the enemy think that he got no kind of hold nowhere. Father, we thank you for wisdom and power and grace, God, and love and understanding. God, we thank you for the hope that lies within. God, we thank you for them giving the people, Lord, God, not what they need, God, but God, giving them what they want, Father, but giving them what they need on this morning, God. Lord, letting them know that they can go into 2022 with the establishment in their minds that all things are going to work for their good. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for guiding, leading, and performing like only you know how. God, we bless and magnify and glorify your mighty and rich name. In Jesus' name we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to share with you guys a very familiar passage of Scripture. We've heard this passage of Scripture in our hearing before. Let us read the Amplified version of Philippians 4 and 6. Let's say that again, Philippians 4 and 6. Those of you who are searching and looking, look at Philippians 4 and 6. It says, do not be anxious or weary about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition and petitioning with thanksgiving, continue to make your make specifically requests known to God. Make your specific requests known to God. That's our scripture this morning. I'm telling y'all I'm sorry, but I'm gonna pin this right here. This is going to be my scripture for the rest of 2022. I'm Philippians 4 and 6. I'm going to post that everywhere on everything I got, because in this season, we can, Lord, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that this morning. But I feel a shift this morning with that passage of scripture right there. We got to preach it this morning. I'm not even going to touch it. Listen, but that right there, that's a life-changing word for somebody this morning. That right there, that passage of scripture right there is a life-changing word for somebody this morning. Philippians 4 and 6. Take it, write it down, put it in your shoes, put it in the brim of your hat, dang on it, put it inside your car, put it on your mirror in your bathroom, put it on your cell phone, put it on your iPhone, your Android, put it on your flip phone, put it on something. I need you to get that. Philippians 4 and 6. That it's a life-changing word. It's a life-changing word. God Almighty, I feel that one right there. Lord, I feel that one. But listen, we have a preacher this morning. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. You guys, we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We will be right back with our speaker in just a moment.
Used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God arise.
Come on, church.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God arise.
going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Champion.
You're undefeated.
You won. And what really stuck out to me is the word behold. And I love the scripture. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things. And then it says to not consider those things that are old, right? So behold, I come to do a new thing. And then in the next portion of that scripture, he asked a question. And most of us don't get this question down in our spirit. Shall ye not know it? But the only reason why I believe that God was even putting that scripture in place in this time frame, especially now, those of us that have experienced a traumatic experience, I was preaching on yesterday, and God was sitting up there speaking through me about what are we going to do on this particular leg of our journey. God's given us a whole lifetime, hallelujah, to sit there and get to this particular point in our life and experience all of our own traumatic experiences and to experience all of those things that we have had to come through. And then now, because all of us have openly received a pandemic or a bookmark in our life, what are we going to do now? The word that stuck out was behold. And the reason why it stuck out so heavy to me is because behold, by definition, is to perceive through sight or apprehension. And it means that now God is saying, I tried to get your attention, but now you have reached a pinnacle in your life, a crossroad, a time frame where you have to decide in the middle of the sand what you're going to sit there and do. Another part of the definition says to gaze upon. So God is trying to get our attention today. I do believe that God is trying to sit there and say, why won't you gaze upon the fact that you are still alive and you still have an opportunity to get things together, to get to a positive place in your life, to get away from all the negativity, to shrug off, hallelujah, all of the naysayers and the people and the he's and the she's and everybody that's trying to come against you. He's saying, gaze upon this life that you have now. And what is it that you're going to do with what you have left? What is it that you're going to do with what you have left? Yes, you may be in the dumps, but right now, because you still are breathing, God said you still have a time and a chance to make an opportunity happen for you. So there is still, watch this, there's still some people out there in the land that are willing to sit there and sacrifice some things for you. Yes, everybody is still looking out for he or me, myself, and I. They have some people out there, but God is saying, why can't we attach to the ones that have discerned, watch this, what time it is? Oh, wow, I just love that because I am a sports fanatic, and I love that the fact that they be like, what time is it? Game time. Well, I know for sure that all of us have had that particular talk with a loved one, or we've been around people that saying time is winding up quick. But now I feel it in my spirit. Time is really winding up quick. And now, again, the topic today says to perceive, behold, to perceive through sight or apprehension. So that means that not only what you see, but can you behold what you feel? You're seeing calamity, but now we are feeling it. My God, he's come to do a new thing. Yes, he has come to do a new thing. The things that he has tried to come and do that are new, most people don't explain what is new. Anything that has changed in your life or shifted in your life, hallelujah, for the positive, according to what God has said, because he said that he has thoughts of good and not evil toward us. So those things that are good, watch this, this is good right here, are new. The fact that you woke up this morning, yes, that's new because we were not promised this day. That is real. That is the realest way that I can sit there and point out the fact that we're even breathing. Hallelujah. The fact that they have people that are conversating and are listening to my voice right now, that is a new thing because guess what? Today was not promised to you. this hour was not promised, this minute was not promised to you. So God saying, why won't we gaze upon the fact that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today? Now, I want to break it up into segments because the first one that shook me up was behold, because most people take for granted that God is saying to gaze upon the life that you have to live, because there's some people that could not behold today. Oh my God, there's some people that could not behold what they have. There were some people that could not behold. My God, come on, somebody just a few minutes ago took their last breath, so they could not behold what was new today. Again, it does not, I have to continue to put this by way of the Holy Ghost into the atmosphere. I do not care if you are hurting and have been hurting, but the fact remains that you still have time and chance to sit there and get help. You have time and chance to sit there and get something pushed forward. You have time and chance to sit there and get it together. Oh, my God. Because God has given you an opportunity to get this together. Apostle, what do you think, man? It really.
Man, I'm sitting here and I'm just, what you're saying right now, man, is blowing my mind, because I'm sitting there, I'm just saying it because Our scripture today was Philippians 4:6. That's our morning scripture that we shared this morning. And it talks about not being anxious to anything, but in all things, with through prayer and supplication. Now, this is the part that kicked me in my heart. I told everybody, I said, this is going to be my mantra for this year. Because watch this. If we learn how to pray and listen to the right voice, come on here and let me help you. I help myself. Listen, it's not until we understand the fact that, watch, if we listen to the voice of God, and if we do more praying to God than talking to people, see, 2022 got to be a whole different ballgame. It got to be a whole different ballgame. It got to be a whole different mindset. It got to be a whole different way we doing things in this season. Watch this here. Number one, you got a second chance. Let's start there. Let's start with the second chance. Okay, Lord, I hear you. God is not just the God of a second chance, but God is the God of another chance. Because truth be told, we messed up our second chance a long time ago. So this is a God. God is a God of another chance. So we have to realize that in this season that we're in, and this next dispensation, this next transformation, this next dimension that we're going to, we have to realize that, Holy Ghost, we have to realize that we have three stages of people. We have people that, number one, there will only be people of levels. So we can't get stuck with people who only have a mindset of levels, especially when God called you to a place of dimension. Okay, that right there. We have to realize, number two, that we have people that will never move from the place that they're in because they're comfortable, and we can't get caught in that place of being comfortable and not move according to the timing of God. Because God has sent you in this season and in this time to be shifted. But we have to realize that in this shifting that he is doing, watch this here, we have to realize this. You said something real powerful. You said that time, you talked about how time is winding up. You remember that old song, time keep on slipping into the future. See, you got to realize that time is slipping away from you. The more time, God help me, the little bit of hairs on my head stood up when I did that. Listen, we got to realize we ain't got time to be wasting on this foolishness and on this stupidity of people, all this ignorance that people can have, all this stuff that they want to play games and all this other stuff. We got work to do. We are kingdom. And when you are kingdom-minded, you just, God, help me, you can shift some stuff when you kingdom-minded. But if you just stuck on, my brother, you say it like this here, if you stuck with him because you stuck on stupid and sliding on silly, you ain't going to get nowhere.
Right, right.
You won't ever be in that same spot. 2022 is about shift. 2022 is about going past people's opinion. 2022 is about, like you said, behold. It's two parts of that. It's be and hold. You have to be in the right mindset to take hold of what God's trying on, man. Come on. You got to be in the right mindset to take hold of what God is telling you to take hold of. Because we're wasting time. This is not the season to waste time, bro. Y'all got to understand. Me and Pastor Ames got a whole different. We got a whole different relationship. We talking. we talking to each other like we've been doing each other for years. Me and Pastor Ames, we've only known each other probably about what, maybe less than a year, maybe.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we talk to each other like we've been knowing each other for years.
Years.
And the thing that's what I love about it is because he sharpens me and I sharpen him, and that's what that behold is. We got to get people that will sharpen us in this season, strengthen us in this season, speak life to us in this season. Because it's time out for being connected with people. Watch this here. They don't have no idea who they are.
Man. You know,
I'm done.
That's good. That's crazy because as the word was going forth on yesterday, you know what's crazy is that what people don't understand is that with newness, it means that there's change that comes about. But it doesn't mean that you don't revisit what has already been established. Y'all better catch this in the Holy Ghost. This is good stuff right here. Because what we are even following in retrospect to the Word of God has been written before we were even thought of. Oh, come on, somebody. But we are the only way that we are going to absolutely witness what God is doing now is to revisit the past to thrust our future. Somebody's going to catch this. Sometimes we have to revert back to sit there and make sure that we are patterning ourselves according to what we have said we believe in. And believe it or not, that right there is new because you may have been doing it wrong all the time.
All these years. Talk preaching.
You may have been applying this word to your life wrong, and then now because you have been saying something in traditionalized, I might have lost somebody right there. Because you have traditionalized what you have heard, and you have made it you've made it more of a custom and a tradition versus gazing. And I'm just gonna go back to this behold now. I'm telling you, I got a lot out of this. And observing what God is doing now, how God is moving now, you can get lost because you decided to apply. You and I, I have applied a particular word wrong, and we have not sat there and beheld what was going on, so that what was happening, life was passing us by, and we weren't taking full advantage of each and every time that we have. Let me tell you something. If you open your eyes, you from that moment up until the next time that you go to sleep, the question is, what are you going to do with that time that God has given you? What are you going to do with that time that God has given you from the time that you open your eyes to the time you go to sleep? Now I'm going to go ahead and talk about the psychological side of it because I do happen to go into counseling with this. But what happens is at night, people don't really realize that when you go to sleep at night, there is a point in your body and in your mind where everything rests, right? And that is a dream state that literally puts you at 50% of going under without being aware of everything that's around you. So watch this. Do you not, and I not know, that the time that you go to sleep is not guaranteed that the next time that you wake up, you can go to sleep forever. So the moment that your eyes open up until the time that your eyes close, what are you doing with that those times and those hours? And I'm going to sit there and say that 8 of those hours is going to be work. So you got 24 hours the whole day. So 8 of them is gone. 8 gone, 10 gone. 8 to 10, everybody's going to be working. So,
right.
And after that, you got 14 hours. Doctors say you need 8 hours of sleep. You done burnt 16 right there. So what are you doing?
Wow.
What are you doing with the last 8 that you really have left? Are you purposely trying to go and kill yourself on your own? Are you trying to entangle yourself with the same thing that you watch this that you shook off that was negative? Are you trying to entangle yourself into things that are captivating your mind and distracting you from what you know God has told you that you are and who you are and what you're supposed to do and who you're supposed to influence and how you're supposed to live, how you're supposed to spread joy, how you're supposed to lend a helping hand? What are you doing? Because you only have 8 hours left.
Wow.
If God was, because apostles, I'm just gonna have to give you. Look, God's sitting up there saying, "Why are you playing with my mercy?"
Come on.
He said we were made in the likeness and the image of Him, right? So my question is, how much mercy are most of these people giving to one another? If you look at your children, how much mercy do you give them after you told them not to do something for so long? How much mercy?
Come on, sir.
Come on, somebody. How much are you going to put up with somebody else that's coming up against you and trying to antagonize you? No, because you're going to say, I wish somebody would come up in my face with this mess and this foolishness because I'm going to smash them in the face. God is saying, I've given you a whole lifetime of that thought. Just imagine that. God, right now, he said, if I gave you 3 mercy chips in your life, and you've already used up 2 of them, and you hanging on to the last chip, so you hanging on of God doing what he wants to do. He's still the same terrible God.
I'm gonna steal that. I'm stealing that mercy chip.
Come on, you got 1 mercy chip left in your life. What are you doing with it? Are you going to play that last one? Because then you're going to be dealing with. Watch this. Everybody always talks about with His grace and mercy. It has brought us through. It has.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, are you going to play around with Him like that forever? That's my question.
Right.
Because right now, that's the same God is saying, I will take your life because I love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on. I won't just let you just continue to destroy what I created.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you sit there and continue to taint or beat up yourself. So people need to sit there and look at this in a different perspective. How are you going to come down on yourself when I have not come down on you myself and I created you?
You got it. Right.
How dare you come against what I created? Man, I hear you, Hope. How dare you second guess? How dare you downplay what I have put in you, what I have entrusted you with? I was looking at the book of Job. Job said, he told God, he said, what is man that you entrust this light with me? He said, I created you. That's why. I created you. I created you so that I, because, and I trust that, watch this, somewhere down the line, you're going to wake up and you're going to observe, behold, come on, somebody, this new thing that I'm trying to let you know. And the crazier part is that is not new to God, because he knew who you were before you were formed. See this the wordplay of the Lord, this is awesome. He already knew that at this moment we were going to be talking about the lives of people, watch this, that have purpose. But it's you and I that have to get to the purpose that he has already purposed in life for us. So he's trying to get our attention, sir. Behold. Come on, look at this. Stop trying to sit there and look at all the negatives. Stop trying to watch this. How man, Apostle, you and I know, in human frailty, we gonna always, I don't know why, but we gonna always attract ourselves to the negative.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
It's inevitable. We from the beginning of when we were I love talking about the word and everything, but from the beginning of time, the thing that attracted Adam to anything was the negative. Get everything else. Had everything, dominion over everything, but he was attracted to the negative. All, by human frailty, I don't know why, but here it is, encased in this flesh, we always get attracted to the negative instead of looking at the positive. We're more pessimistic than optimistic. Come on, somebody. We take for granted the air. That even Jesus said it. He said, "Y'all don't even see the air. Y'all need it." And I'm paraphrasing. And you take that for granted. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Come on, Doc. But I love this topic because it says to look around you. The fact that you made it. We in the new year. The fact that you went from 21 to 22. Come on, look around you. Come on, somebody. Yes, you had to get up and go look at go and clock in and stuff like that. How about we don't watch this? Not thank God for the job, but thank God. Watch this. That the job has us. Because God said he would provide for us regardless, right? Oh, okay, maybe I'm not talking to all the Christian folk out here. But he said he would provide for us. So the fact that he gives you strength to get up and go to the job means that he's providing for you. So now, watch this. We're not thanking God for the job. We're thanking God, watch this, that the job has us, because we're the ones that's supposed to be blessed. So because we walk into the job gets blessed.
That's powerful, man. That's
y'all
powerful.
Better catch that.
That's powerful.
Y'all
that's powerful.
That. Shift your
that's
mind,
powerful.
Shift your mind, people.
That's
shift.
Powerful.
Everybody needs to shift their mind. God, I thank you right now for the energy that you've given me to sit there and go and be a blessing to these people at this job. Yes, I'm going to benefit from it because you said you.
That's good. That's good, Pastor Amos. That's good.
Yes. I'm going to behold the fact that I can get up and go do, because somebody else could not get this job. But this job got, come on, somebody. He put it in the, behold, observe. Come on, somebody. Perceive with your own sight I love this, or apprehend. That means he said, go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Behold it. If somebody got to catch this, behold means to go get it. Come on. You see it? Go get it. That was
Jesus. That's it.
Come on. I need somebody to be encouraged today, that they, watch this, that you and I can go get it. Because God said, another saying, behold, the new stuff. Behold, the new stuff. Again, crossing over this way. Crossing over this way. New stuff. There's some of us that did not, I promise you. The testimony that has never have changed is that every day that you wake up is a new chapter in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. You got 365 chapters left. or 360, what today is? Oh, the third. You got 362 chapters left. 362 chapters left. What are you going to do with that time that God has given you and allowed you to come in through? Watch this. What are you going to do with that time that God has allowed you to be a blessing to someone else? How are you going to encourage you and somebody else? Come on, somebody. The fact that you're smiling and waving at somebody. I got blessed, Apostle, yesterday. My mother-in-law just retired. And, man, she wanted to go to IHOP. I got blessed yesterday because my God, this is what God is saying. Thank you, Holy Ghost. How is your life lining up and your character lining up to affect someone else so much that when you come into their presence, they have to continue to thank you? Watch this, because they said that your character did not change, even in the midst of adversity. Sitting there at a restaurant, an old coworker came up to me. He said, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "What's going on?" He explained to my wife and my mother-in-law. He's like, "I respect this man because I know that what we were going through was not a favorable situation, but his character never changed."
Mm.
He wasn't just talking about it. He was living it.
Wow.
He said, I respect you because you did not change. From the time you got there to the time you left, you never changed. You know why? Because every day I observe that this is another day that God allowed me to be here to do something new. Papa, mm-hmm. I know we'll keep on going. I had to let you come on in because I feel a pull that you're about to give me on this one. I just love it because, again, when that young man came to me, and then this is the crazy part. He said, "I would never want anybody else to marry me but you." And I said, "Wow, I appreciate that." He said, "Because your outlook is just, it's totally different." Absolutely. "But I believe in the same thing you believe in. However, I put it in play." Some of us need to put our beliefs in play and apply them to our lives so God can change the situations around us. Observe. Come on, somebody. Perceive with your own sight. What you see. My God is sitting there saying that even the things that are negative, people, that you think are negative, watch this, still allow God to do something for you. Because whatever is good in our sight is not good. Whatever is bad in our sight is still maybe not good. But the fact still remains, whatever is good or bad, God said, watch this, is good in him, regardless, because he allowed it to happen. God is the only one that I know that can come in and change a situation like that. I'm talking about super fast. And I'm going to let you go ahead and get this last tidbit or this portion of the tidbit that I got. I don't know how long the pastor's going to let me go, but I'm just saying, God is saying, he said it on yesterday in our church service. He said he has to move faster. Because he's drawing nigher to us because things are happening faster than the normal way that he moved, because he has to move differently in this leg of our life. God has to move faster in this leg of our life. God has to move swifter in this leg of our life because he's trying to get to a people that are going to observe is going on around them and pray to him and come back to him, pull on him. Come on, somebody. It's a plea from God for us to go ahead and pay attention. There goes that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's awesome. Beholding means to pay attention, catch on, woo, recognize. I'm looking at synonyms right now. This is awesome. Make out or perceive. Let it register into your mind that the fact that you are hearing us right now, God is saying that this is an opportunity for you to do something positive instead of holding on to that negative. Amen. Apostle, the last one. The last one. And I know we, you're gonna have to go ahead and bring me in, sir. Because it'd be blessing me when I have this opportunity to share, because I would love for people to get clarity. I love for the people to get clarity. New. When I saw the new in that particular caption of the flyer, new means to have recently come into existence. I love that part. You know, that this means that, like I said again, the fact that you opened your eyes, that has recently come into existence. God did not have to allow all of us to open our eyes today. That is a new thing. Oh my God. It's heavy on my heart because some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have been through those traumatic experiences that have not been favorable in our life, in our lifetime, right? So, but the fact that you are listening and or tuning in, may listen to the replay or the rebroadcast or whatnot, but it says having recently come into existence, or watch this, it has become a brand new thing. Yes, you wake up in the same house. However, the way that you move on in that day is something that has just recently come into existence. And then this is what new says: it's unfamiliar. Come on, somebody. The contact that you're going to have today with someone else is going to be something different and new. It's going to be unfamiliar because it's not going to go along with the pattern of what you have set up. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Church is not going to go on the pattern of how it was set up. Come on. The way that you sit there and witness to someone is not going in the same pattern of the way it was previously set up. The way that you even go to God is not going to be in the same pattern of what was previously set up. Come on, somebody. The way that you listen, the way that we're even talking on here now and reaching out and touching nations is totally different. And it's new. Amen. They had to have gone all the way over to the particular areas and start setting up ministries and ministering to them and talking to them and handing out words of encouragement to them. However, God has even changed the whole landscape of how we do this. Brand new thing. Listen, I praise you, Apostle. And look, I praise you and Prophet is there, amen, because you guys have a platform that can reach people in different places at different times, at all the time. And it's unfamiliar because something totally different. Who would have thought that you guys were going to meet, have over 20 different places, not just in America. Come on, somebody. I just applaud you for that because it's unfamiliar. It's territory that God is expanding. And everyone needs to be in this particular hour. Just like you said, this dispensation, watch this leg, baton has been passed. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. And now, because of this newness, God said, what are we going to put in the atmosphere that's going to continue on having everyone just what Mark 1 said. God simply, Jesus said, just believe the gospel.
Right.
Time is at hand, but at the end of it, he said, I just need you all to believe.
Believe the gospel.
How are we going to sit there and make what already is, oh my God, what already exists, watch this, come on somebody, what already is and what already exists, how are we going to pass that?
Right. Right.
How are we going to move it? Because it's still unfamiliar territory. People, those matriarchs are passing along.
Right.
But right. God has entrusted in this light to us to sit there and try to give them in order a brand new place.
Yeah.
Apostle, you gotta take this right quick. I know, I feel it in you. Go ahead.
Matthew 25:15, it talks about the talents.
Yes.
And then it talks about, he said he gave the one. He gave one of them one talent. The other two did good. But the one that he gave the one talent to, he took it, dug a hole, put it in the ground, covered it up. And when he put it in the ground and covered up, he had the audacity to tell the master when he came back, he said, I know that you are a hard taskmaster and that you desire more than what you give. I sat there and I was, as you were talking, and that's what I'm hearing in this season for the church. We have taken what God has given to us in 2021, we took it and we dug a hole and we put that thing in the ground.
Jesus.
God says this to the people. He said, it is time for you to go back, dig up what I gave you, and use it and make it work like it needs to work. Your job, you have the one job. You have the one job. The one job. I'm not asking you to do this on your own. The Bible says, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." He said, "I'm right there with you." Only thing I need you to do, watch this here. You said something that God gave me a whole revelation on it. He said that, what are we going to do? Because the patriarchs are passing on. What are we going to do? Move.
What are we going to do?
Move. Simple. Move. Them two cats that he gave them talents to, the one who gave the five, the one who gave the two, those cats took those and multiplied because they moved. You cannot, God help me right in this section right here, because I'm about to shout and I'm about to make a hole in this wall. If you don't ever move, you'll never know that you got something down on the inside of you that will shift. See, the reason why, if you look at the patriarchs, a lot of these patriarchs, if you really just want to know truth, let's talk about it. A lot of you, if you really want to know truth, they didn't have a whole lot of education.
None.
But they had a whole lot of relationships.
Yes, sir.
They got a whole lot of education, but they got a whole lot of relationship. And see, that's what we need to stop. God, you're gonna mess up with this one. That's the reason why we, as the body of Christ, have messed this thing up. We have jacked this thing up. We have told this thing up because we look for the relationship in man instead of not looking for the relationship with God. The season things stay on their knees. The season. I remember my grandmother and my grandfather, and I remember my uncles, and I have preachers as uncles in my family. And man, I was younger when I first started the ministry. I went and preached our 133rd anniversary. I was 21 years old. And I've seen all of these seasoned preachers. Some of these preachers couldn't read, but you could feel the power on the platform because simply they had a relationship with God and they moved.
133 years. Tell me two real good things. They moved and they didn't stop moving.
Wow.
If we ever get to that place, if we ever get to that place to where we stop, man, I'm telling you, I'm about to lose it. If we ever get to the place to where we stop worrying about what other folk got to say, man, to heck with what they got to say. Man, take that stuff that you got and move down the street. If you ain't got nothing positive into this, please keep your opinions, your thoughts, and your prayers to yourself. I don't need them. I don't. I'm serious. Don't come with me with that foolishness. Talk about bless you with and in all your endeavors. I pray all is well with you. Keep that crap with you. Keep that garbage with you, man. I don't need that. Especially if the fact, that you said that you're supposed to be here and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I told God in this season right here, I refuse. This is what I refuse to do. I refuse to let anybody be the reason why I'm not going to finish this race. He said, you ran well, but who hindered you? Your seat was moving, but you weren't going nowhere, is basically what he's telling you.
Wow.
Who you let in your ear? Who have you ever, I'm one of those people that look on YouTube and on Facebook and all this kind of stuff, and I've been seeing stuff on TikTok and all this other stuff. That this guy that was on a treadmill, Doc, and he got up to 65 miles on a treadmill.
Treadmill.
65. I mean, that joke of feet was moving. I mean, he was... I mean, you know, I'm a plush brother, so you know I can't do 65. I probably can do 2.5, maybe three miles an hour. But you ain't gonna catch no 65. You ain't gonna catch no 60 miles an hour. But watch this. This brother was flying, and God says they're praising him because he's doing 65 miles an hour standing still. Y'all gonna get that tomorrow. Y'all catch that when they get to Starbucks, get that cup of coffee. You going 65 or 60 miles an hour in one pop.
Wow.
You have not done anything productive. Oh, Lord, the little bit of hair is on my head standing up. You have done 60 miles an hour standing still. You ain't going nowhere. And you got, and watch this here. Let me mess with you real bad. Let me help you. Let me use my term. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. You got people around him praising him for doing 65 miles an hour in one spot because they standing in one spot right along with him watching it.
Wow.
Be careful who you think is praising you and you ain't doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
Man, he was running 65 miles an hour. Yeah, but he was in one spot.
Wow. That's crazy.
Our job at 2022. Let me help you with the kingdom agenda in 2022. And I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. Let me help you with your kingdom agenda in 2022. One. Jonah had to have a belly of hell experience. His words, not mine. He said that he had to have a belly of hell experience in order for him to take a three-day journey and turn it into one day. You have been in the belly of hell long enough. Please, people of God, get up and do what needs to be done. Stop listening to these folks that got their own agenda and their own opinion. I'm not, and don't have no kingdom, don't have no kingdom mindset. Have a kingdom agenda on paper, but your lifestyle does not match your kingdom agenda that you have on paper. I'm going to leave that right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that right there.
Look, say it like you, get up, get out, and do something.
Yeah.
Because you absolutely right, sir. Listen, I was just talking to my wife about it not too long ago. I said the work is, you know, it's in. Let me say this. Most people will always say that the work is outside of the four walls, and that's cool. We can sit there and preach about that all day, but the fact still remains that God has put some knucklehead believer like me in place, right? To sit there and really try to go and spread this gospel for real again, because just like he said, in the times of old, they may have not had the intellect per se according to what we perceive it to be now, but they did know something. Come on, somebody, that the work itself had to go far beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, had to go far beyond there. But this is what baffles me on that is that we talk about the work being outside of the four walls, but we still not getting up and doing it. We're not doing the work. Now, I know I shot about a million preachers in the face, and I apologize in advance. I apologize for the Holy Ghost. Because God, I believe, is trying to check us all in the midst of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the question is, who are we witnessing to? Are we witnessing to the people that are still saved? But then now he's taking that particular type of platform away from us now. Watch this. And now we all got to be digital. So it doesn't even matter. At the end of the day, who else are we going to talk to? Who else are we going to encourage? Who else are we going to clothe? Who are we feeding at the end of the day? Are we just making spiritual disciples of the Word of God, and we're making them fat? Man, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a spiritual obesity that's going around.
Yeah, you in it, Doc. You're in the vein, man.
See, when you go into the spiritual obesity, see, now I didn't want to shift here, but the Holy Ghost made us go this way. But I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
when you have spiritual obesity, that means that you're starting, watch this, you can't take any more right now because you haven't exercised it off.
Right.
You have not put it in play. So now what happens is, and this is just the spiritual connotation being backed up with the natural. I was talking to a dietitian because I'm a, you know, nice side brother myself, and they were saying that the more that you continue to tell your mind that it needs more food for your body begins to reject it. And that not only does it reject it, but then it says, okay, watch this. When you start to try to go on a diet, your body says, well, where's the rest of my food? Because you've been doing this way for so long.
Yeah.
So we have a situation that's happening in the body of Christ, right? We have a twofold situation going on because those people that have been spiritually obese, and now that they cannot get to those places or those houses the way that they would like to or have been for so long in a traditionalized way and develop the obesity, their spirituals is saying, my God, we used to sit there and go to church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now we can only sit there and see it on TV, or we can only see it on living, or we can't do anything but watch this, hear it on a podcast. Now I feel like the presence of God is not there. Well, why haven't you made the altar in your home? So the Spirit of God, you can all places at all times, because guess what? God is not conducive to a building. He is not.
Mm.
He's omnipresent. He can be everywhere at all times. I was looking at some people's stuff not too long ago, and I told my wife, I said, God's foot was in everybody's service real heavy, huh? And she was like, yeah. I was like, but here's the sad part. He's in everybody's life real heavy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is omnipresent. So now, going back to that spiritual obesity, you haven't worked off the calories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But them old people knew how to sit there and take. They would watch this. They sit there, and I remember when I was coming up, they used to call the church the refuel station. I was like, wow, why they call that? But now that we got older, I found out why they said the refuel station, because we got to come out here and live this life.
Yeah. Right.
And everything right. that we preached about on that Sunday had to try to carry us over until we made it to the Bible study, and we was running to the church hall because we need some more. We need a pit stop. We need to refuel because we already told everybody about the goodness of the Lord Monday, Tuesday, you know, and then sometimes Wednesday, and then Wednesday night we need to get a little bit more so we can carry it over until Sunday. Mm. But our culture has taken that, and they have not. The reason why they're coming in and having to be redelivered from what they've been delivered from. Now I'm watch this. I'm looking at now. I'm visually looking at the book of Amos. Amos said, "It first of all, and I'm gonna paraphrase. I love paraphrasing because I'm gonna bring down here to 2022. He said it's crazy for y'all to sit there and be delivered, and then walk right out the door and push back to yourself what you've already been delivered from." You put it down, like most people take their put it down when they're not around all of all of the preachers and the deacons and the ministers and the pastors. Come on, they put it down, and then they get to cussing like a sailor or acting a monkey, and then they pick it back up. He said the deliverance is the same way. You getting delivered from all these things, you cried out, you get the kickworm. Come on, somebody. You snot it everywhere, and then you go out the door and put it right back on yourself. Y'all crazy. Going back to this obesity part. Come on, man. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You all in it. But you know what popped in my head while you were talking was the Bible says, "Be not like the dog that returns to his own vomit."
One more time for the people way in the back.
Way in the back. He said, don't be like the dog that returns his own vomit.
Right.
My kids had a, well, I had a dog because my kids wouldn't take care of that was my dog. but a dog is a dog. We had a dog named Woody. And Woody had went into his backyard. He had something, looked like he gets eating on something, and all of a sudden he got started gagging and threw it up. Not even 5 seconds after he had threw it up, I tried to keep pulling him away from it. He just went right back to eating the exact same thing that he's in there throwing up. Made me sick to my stomach. I'm like, You know your gag reflexes. What happened to your gag reflexes, church? What happened to your gag reflexes? What happened to you shunning evil that don't fit on me no more? That's not my lifestyle no more. I can't walk around like this no more. I can't live like this no more. I can't party with you like that because that's not me no more. No, man, I don't drink no more. I appreciate it. Thank you. But hey, listen, matter of fact. That is matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and leave the scene, brother, because this is my former life, and I don't want my good to be evil spoken. Let's start like that.
Sir, you went real heavy right there, sir. I can't.
Well,
we gotta have a place. We gotta.
We're just gonna have a round table discussion, man.
Because that right there, sir, is way too. That's a lot right there, sir. But I'm gonna bring the people out. I gotta bring them out. Let's talk about the news, because like that right there, I feel like God is already checking us enough. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's checking us a lot, and I'm honestly gonna sit there and say that the check factor needs to start from the top down, according to what we naturally think, right? We think that leaders are the focal point. But I want to reiterate that leaders lead because they're the greatest followers.
Right.
So this is about to be new in 2022. Well, can I watch this? What we perceive to be new has possibly been replayed already. Somebody write that down in your notes. What we perceive to be new is a replay already. The only reason why it's new to us is because it has never been done by us. Y'all, I hope y'all tracking out there in podcast land. That's what the definition says, that it recently comes into existence. The word itself means that that from the previous sector that you were in, come on somebody, you haven't done this before. You haven't done this before because watch this. In this particular genre of time, they came up in the distortion of what our got that. I felt that just now. What we have helped to create to be comfortable. Doc, you right? You with me, Doc? The show.
I'm with you, preacher. I'm with you.
Okay, the show is no longer accepted at this particular juncture.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The show no longer, it's not. That's the reason why it almost worked. It almost got there. At the beginning of the 2000s, I'm thinking of a song Richard Diller was talking about, Take Me Back. To the place where I first believed you. Come on. Back. He said, I need to go back to the old landmark. Yeah, okay. But what we thinking is, again, old is now recently come into existence. So it really is new. The only thing is that now our comprehension has been sharpened now. So now, watch this, the word of God, this is good, that the word of God becomes more illuminated now, because he says things like, it's better for you not to have known. It's better for you not to have known
than to know.
Come on. I'm waiting on you to finish me on now. I'm waiting on you to help me out with that. Listen, God was moving on the behalf of the older saints and for the older people, please don't take this the wrong way. In the ignorance, that was the lack of knowledge. I just want to say, in the infancy of what they were doing, because all they knew to do, and I'm quoting my wife, was what they were brought up on. So that's what they were able to pattern themselves after. I fault us as leaders.
Yeah.
I fault us as leaders because we helped to continue this movement. Come on, somebody, that has tried to pull us further away from God than to run to God with our knowledge.
We fought out of that foolishness. That was us. You're absolutely right.
It was our fault. It's our fault. And now we have illuminated Now watch this. We have turned. It's so now the Holy Ghost is so good because now he bringing this out. Now I'm telling you, we have illuminated positions when we should have been illuminating the people that were doing the work.
I remember, me
personally, growing up in Louisiana, when our pastor was at the church house. I say church house. I came from a background, you know what I'm saying? Now the movie apostolic.
Church house.
And he had his own job. I feel dark. He had his own job. And God blessed him with his own money and his own pension. It wasn't until after he had retired that the church house gave him a little something. He was exercising the principles in the church. And the people, come on somebody, he was helping them. So when they got a shovel, he got one. Uh-oh. I'm about to shoot somebody.
But this is the new stuff.
No. We want to sit back with a staff, and lord over people versus getting in and doing what David did, smelling like a sheep.
God Almighty. Wow.
See, it's a new thing because this part, watch this, is going to hurt too. This part going to hurt. We're going to look up towards the prophet. We're going to glorify them. And God forbid, anybody try to put me on that particular type of spell, because the faster you put me up is the faster you can bring me down.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Put me back on
when Jesus himself told his disciples, who's greater, the servant or the master? He said, I tell you the one that served. And he got down and did some serving. Come on, somebody. Go ahead, Doc.
So, I'm sorry. Even John the Baptist said it like this. He said, y'all looking at me. He said, the one that's coming after me, I'm not even worthy to lace up his sandals. Don't put me on no pedestal. I know who I am in God. I know who I am in God. Please understand this. I do not have an identity crisis. I don't have an identity crisis. I know who I am in God. Can't nobody tell me. Oh, that's such a great man. Oh, man, you can preach God. Boy, God really used you. And the words out of my mouth is always this and shall always be this. To God be the glory.
Come on, you just was about to say, listen, look, can you put a pin right there? All the leaders that are listening to this right now, let that be your response. My wife and I, when we had that conversation at the IHOP, it was simultaneously. The man said, this man never changed his character, and I respect him for that. And me and her looked at each other and we said, to God be the glory.
Yep.
I just had to put it.
Never lose that. Never lose that. Everybody. Never lose that. Never lose that.
Yeah.
Never lose that. If you ever feel yourself slipping out that place, pray.
Do not take God's praise. Do not do it. Mm-hmm. Don't you take his praise because you just happen to be the vessel. Remember, God said he'll use a rock to
say that again. I don't think they heard that part. You went too fast past that, man.
Oh,
say that one more time.
Do not take God's praise.
The vessel part.
Oh, that's right. Don't take God's praise because he can use any vessel. We must remember that he said he can take a rock and do something. He said he can take some dirt that has formed in our atmosphere and make it do something. So you being flesh and bones means nothing at all. Outside of being a carrier of what he has put in the atmosphere here for people to be able to witness and receive hope. He said, I can use a rock to make somebody receive hope. I can use a rock to sit there and say hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I can use a rock to sit there and build. I can do all this. But we're only vessels, carriers, to be able to bring hope to a dark world.
Yeah.
We have to continue to stay in focus of that. I believe that we have to stay in focus. That's the reason why this is new, sir. This is right. And then this is crazy. I love the way that the wonderful definition says. It says having recently come into this, having recently come into existence. So that means that it's something that you witness, not for the first time, but each and every time, because it has come into existence the next day.
Yeah.
It has come into existence that you come into your car.
Right.
The pattern may be the same, but something is brand new every time you go into the car.
Right. Right.
But it's recently into existence because you now witness it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the example that they gave. They said, I saw their new baby. The baby was new. It was new to you because you became aware of it. So just because you became aware of it does diminish the newness of it. So why are we not celebrating somebody every time somebody says, whoo, I made it? Because they just recently came, oh my gosh, the day just recently came into existence to them.
Right.
So it should be new to you too, because they just come on somebody. That's right. Come on, Apostle.
They just got it.
They just got it. A clue, a ding, happened to them. An enlightenment, thank you, Holy Ghost, just happened to them. God's sitting up there saying that this enlightenment in 2022.
Yeah.
I know we love using the cliches and stuff like that, but I'm just telling you that 2022, God said, what you going to do?
What you going to do? Yep.
What you going to do? Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Come on, somebody. And for those of you that have been disconnected, come on, reconnect. To be quite honest with you, this is what I love about God's word. And I had to sit there and have this long conversation with God, and my own personal feelings got in the way because he said he was married to the backslider. I said, God, wait a minute. Why are you married to the backslider? He said, because they once encountered me and they know me and I wish them to come on back.
Wow.
And I said, God, kind of way about that. I'm a servant of stuff. He said, yeah, but listen, I had a relationship with them, and my heart goes out heavier to them.
My heart, come on, God, talk about the heart going out.
Heavier to them. And that's what he said now. He said, I'm married to them. And marriage is nothing more than a relationship that you have with somebody. I know them. I know where they are. I knew where they was. Know who they are because they've been in relationship with me.
Right.
Yes, they had something that may have triggered a stumble for them. However, I want them to come on back. Mm. I want them to come on back.
Amen.
The Hebrews it's impossible to have encountered the Holy Ghost and be the same. Come on. And put God back, or
right.
His son back on the cross,
right.
Afresh.
That's it.
Back by the heart to you. Those that have lost hope, I'm talking to you. Those who have lost their joy, I'm talking to you. God has not forgotten about you. Come on and observe this brand new, refreshed, renewed thing, because he's reaching out to everyone. He's pulling on you. He's pulling on you even now as we're speaking on this line. He's pulling. I know he's pulling. He's tugging at your heart. Like, you know that the relationship that you have or you had with God, watch this. Excuse me, you want that relationship back. God said, I'm still here knocking.
Amen. Doc, listen. I feel this in my spirit. Right now. Go
yes,
ahead
sir.
On in this vein that we're in right now. We have tapped in. I believe there are some that are under the sound of our voice right now that we need to go ahead on and extend that invitation to them to come on home, to come on back in their rightful place. Those are those that's on that standing between don't know and are trying to figure it out. Pray for those people right now. Pray for the backside. Pray for the sinner. Pray for them all. And that's how we go. That's how we're gonna end the show. Go ahead, God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you first of all, asking for forgiveness right now, God. God, we repent right now, oh God, for being disconnected, God, in any shape, fashion, or form. God, we repent now, oh God, for our mental lapse right now in the name of Jesus, our shortcomings right now in the name of Jesus, so that you may hear our prayer. God, it is with our prayer to you and our supplication to you that we come before your throne asking you, oh God, hallelujah, to go and to help those people that are hurting right now, that are in need, that have been disconnected from you. God, we call them back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let them come asking, what must I do to be saved once again? God, I thank you right now for reconnecting right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for every tear that has been cried, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the hurt, oh God, in the pain, oh God, that they have had and or experienced because of this life. God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for those that have been disconnected by sin in the name of Jesus. Lord God, they know right from wrong, oh God. They know how you operate, God. They know how you move, oh God. God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that they will come back running to you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you right now for touching the mothers, oh God, the fathers, oh God, the uncles, oh God, the aunts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the children, oh God, that have had, oh God, an encounter with you. Oh God, you, hallelujah, you move on them again in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, you stand, oh God, just waiting with arms open wide in the mighty name of Jesus for them, oh God. God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord God, how you said that you would go and send, hallelujah, the comforter right now in the mighty name of Jesus to give them comfort right now. God, I thank you right now for moving in their lives, oh God. I thank you right now for moving on their hearts, oh God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, for unclogging their ears right now, God, so they may hear you again. God, I thank you for them moving on, hallelujah, your voice, your clarion call, hallelujah, that is in the earth right now, oh God. Let them come back, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now, hallelujah, that your mercy be extended even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, this is their beacon of hope. Hallelujah, Lord God, their sign, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, that even the ones, the people that are saved right now, God, God, I thank you right now for giving them strength, oh God. God, I thank you right now for, hallelujah, girding them up about with the truth of the matter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, you have already equipped them to go out, oh God, and spread this gospel. Oh God, let them know, hallelujah, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they are not the only ones, oh God. Though it may seem like a daunting task, God, I thank you right now for pushing them in the name of Jesus to go out and compel those lost and dying souls, oh God, hallelujah, to come back home. God, I thank you right now for every leader, oh God. I thank you for every lay member right now, oh God, in the body of Christ. We lift them back up to you, oh God. God, we thank you for them hitting the streets and evangelizing like never before. God, I thank you right now for this hour, oh God. Hallelujah, how you're waking up the evangelist, oh God. I thank you right now this hour, oh God, that you're waking up the prophets and, hallelujah, the prophetess right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you're waking up the apostles, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for touching the preachers right now, the ministers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them another burst of God in the name of Jesus to get this word out to the people. God, I thank you right now for every clothing that is going to be given out, every morsel of food that shall be given out and rendered to the homeless. Oh, God, the sick and afflicted, hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you right now, God. Touch them right now, God. Let them know that there is hope, Lord God. Let them know, oh, God, that you still care about them. And it is through us, oh, God, as the vessels, hallelujah, that you have put here, it's our responsibility to continue to carry on this, oh, my God, to carry on this gospel. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you right now for, again, giving, hallelujah, the platform right now in the name of Jesus to reach all of the people in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for the apostle, hallelujah, and the prophetess that is spearheading, oh God, hallelujah, this particular line, oh God, this podcast, oh God, in the mighty name. God, you give them strength and encourage them where they need to be encouraged right now. In the name of Jesus, let them know, hallelujah, Lord God, that what they're doing, oh God, that they will not be weary. Give them encouragement that they shall not be weary in well-doing. In the name of Jesus, bless their house, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless them right now, indeed. And God, is with this, we say we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We thank God for Pastor Amos. We thank God for him so, so much. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. I'm grateful to have a relationship with this man of God. I'm grateful to have the brotherhood with this man of God. I was sharing with another preacher that the pool is real thin when it comes to brothers in the ministry, because everybody don't have the same heart that you have. Everybody don't have the same mindset that you have. And the Bible talks about getting sound counsel around you, and I thank God for sound counsel. This great man of God has been there. He's even in the times when we just sit and we're just talking about the Lord. He I don't even think sometimes the Lord will show it to him, but it'll be the very thing that I need to hear at the time that me and him are talking, because wow. It's there to build us. It's there to strengthen us, and I thank God for that. I thank God for. I thank God for you, man of God. I thank God for you. Let me pray. Let us pray for you. Gracious and eternal Father, we pray today, God, that you will restore back, Father, unto this great weapon of warfare that you have set among us. God, we pray that you would restore back unto him, pour back into him that he has poured out to the people. God, and we pray against every black flash, every demonic force, every enemy that sits at the door, attempting to come in as his word went out. Father, but we cast them things down to the prince of hell from which they came. God, every principality and power, they'll try to stand against what was said today, God. God, coming out of the man of God's mouth. God, we pray against that thing right now. And we call him blessed. We call his house blessed. God, we call everything that's attached to him blessed. God, because he is not only just a great man of God, but Lord, he is the man of God that you have called in this end time, in this end time voice that we need to hear. Father, thank you for giving him the word to say. God, thank you for giving him the strength to be able to stand in this and to have your name glorified in every area and everything. In the mightiest name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Pastor Amos, let the people know how they can get contact with you. Let the people know where you are and all that good stuff, man.
Amen. We are in Byron, Georgia, and the phone number to get in touch with us if you need us is 800-908-9189. You could very well reach us there. If you need us to come on out, we have a ministry, of course, Power of Life Ministries is a ministry. Amen. Again, in Byron, Georgia, the address is 311 Highway 49, Suite 260. Again, that's Byron, Georgia, 31008. You can also, again, reach us at 800-908-9189. Or you can email us at powerofliftmin@gmail.com. We have services on Facebook as well that stream our worship services at 12:15 on Sundays. We also have Breaking Down the Word. If you look up my name, Brian, Pastor Brian, B-R-I-A-N-A-M-I-S, you can very well stream Bible studies on Wednesdays. We have corporate prayer. But if in the event, again, if you want to reach out to us by way of any of those platforms, you can reach out to us. Again, that number is 800-908-9189. We also have a marriage ministry. So for all the kingdom marriages, we have it. It's called Monumental Marriage Moments. And you could very well find us on Facebook. The of course, the ministry page is POWEROFLIFE. And you could very well, you could definitely tune in to the Power of Life page on Facebook. Amen. I'm thinking... Yes, that would be it. Again, reach out to us. If you need us, we can be there. You can ask Apostle. I will get off and hit a plane and get to somebody's city.
You right? Right? Amen.
But,
amen. We don't need it. Look, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It used to be, have something, we'll travel. We ain't have nothing. We full ministry, we'll travel. And that's how we set up. That's how we set up.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So listen, man, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We bless and magnify the Lord for this opportunity, this time that we have shared with my brother. Listen, reach out to him. Those of you all who are listening in Atlanta, listen, reach out to this man of God. Reach out to him. Go sit with somebody who have a word. Stop sitting under anybody and everybody. Sit under somebody who got some word, who got some power. And my sister, my sister that's with my brother, y'all, let me tell y'all something.
Jesus.
I can't keep them, can't let them be in the same room together because they just as mad as we are. So,
hey, you know it.
So,
you know it.
Listen,
Yeah. But listen, y'all, we blessed this opportunity. We blessed this time that we have had to share with you guys. Those of you all who are under the sign of our voice, if you would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection Ministry, you could do so. We have three ways. We have our Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. We have the Cash App, which is $WGC2020. And we also have the PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, those are our Cash Apps. If you're our Cash App, PayPal, and Zelle, if you guys would like to sow, if this was a blessing to you and you feel like this word was a blessing, please feel free to go ahead on and sow. We don't put no pressure on nobody. We just extend the opportunity, and whatever you decide to do, you decide to do. But I tell people this all the time. God will yield increase on everything that we do. Only thing we have to do is just be obedient. The Bible says the obedient will eat the good of the land. So we'll just do what God tells us to do. Amen? Amen. So thank God for you guys. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for all of you listening in. Listen, we're gonna play this song, and we'll be right back, probably right after this song. But we just wanted to encourage you on this morning with this song. God bless you, and we'll talk with you guys real soon.
Let the church say,